Health risks facing more than 40,000 women in Britain who are fitted with faulty breast implants are to be reassessed. The European Commission is to take a second look at the scientific evidence to decide whether the PPI implants should be removed. It emerged 6 years ago that the company had been using substandard non-medical silicone, which is six times more likely to rupture. Jonathan Stayano is a surgeon who's treated a number of victims of the scandal in Worcestershire, and we can talk to him now. Morning to you, Jonathan. Good morning.
Morning.
Hello, mate. Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, hello. Jonathan, sorry about that. What do you make of this decision?
Well, I think it's a little bit strange coming quite so long after the event, because this was a scandal quite some time ago, and most of the patients that we saw, we advised to have the implants removed. But certainly any patients who've still got the implants in, I think it'd be very welcome to see exactly what the health risks are associated with them.
And what do you advise these women to do who come to you, Jonathan?
Well, people who come to me with PIP implants, I say, look, it's a bit of an unknown quantity at the moment because we haven't really got the facts about what harm they can cause. And so I advise them to have the implants removed. Now, if they choose to have them to leave them in, then that's absolutely fine. But as I say, it's a bit of an unknown quantity at the moment as to what harm they can cause.
Well, how did PIP get away with using non-medical silicone for so long?
I know I think what it boils down to is the fact that the factory was run by someone who was actually performing illegal activity, and he was deliberately trying to pull the wool over the eyes the regulators when they were coming around to check the facilities. So I think the blame lies squarely on the people running the factory, but I think there's been a lot of focus on the regulation of these things and whether we need to tighten it up to try and minimise the risk of this happening again.
What problems does it cause, Jonathan, this non-medical silicone, if it ruptures?
Well, at the moment, I mean, there's two problems with those implants. The first problem, as you've already said, is that the shell is not as robust as other implants, and so it is more likely to rupture, number one. And number two, when it does rupture, the silicone itself does give a reaction to the tissues. So then you do get localized problems. You get lumpiness in the breast, and you can also get lumps in your armpits and the lymph nodes. And so it's normally localized problems with lumpiness and discomfort around the breast and the armpit.
I mean, it sounds horrible. How hard is it for women to cope with the risk of this happening?
Well, I mean, there's two elements to this. There's the physical element, and there's also the psychological element of it. And I think you can't underestimate either of them. And it's just a horrible situation that we're in.
Do you think lessons have been learnt now from this? I mean, are we likely to see anything like this happen in the future?
I think it's been a terrible event, but I think at least it has raised awareness. And the main thing that I'm really happy about is it's raised awareness amongst patients more, and they're asking more questions. And the problem was back in the day, people never asked what sort of implants do you use, and everyone was shocked to find that they were given cheap substandard implants. Now people are asking questions and demanding that they're getting the right sort of treatment, and they're getting much more knowledgeable about things, and that's can only be a good thing in empowering the patient.
Yeah, good news. Jonathan, thanks for talking to us this morning. Jonathan Stayano, surgeon in Worcestershire, who's treated some women with those PIP implants. 6 minutes.